Well, this is not so much a celebration item as it is part of our history, I guess, and I was encouraged to do this because in approximately 1978, I was asked by one of the vice presidents of the Historical Society, and I've been on the board now for some 20 years, to start a singing group that would sing at one of the Historical Society events. And as a result of that, we created something known as the Orange Johnson Singers, named after the house, which is the headquarters, if you will, or the original house of the Historical Society.
That's wonderful. Can you tell me a little more about when you began to organize the Orange Johnson House?
Right. Well, it was, as I say, around 1978, and the extraordinary thing about the group, and we sing at Christmas time at the Orange Johnson House, and on other occasions, we've sung at many different places, at Ameriflora, for example, downtown at the Kelton House, and pretty much, basically, whenever anybody would like us to sing. We have no regular set time for rehearsing, but we've been together ever since 1978. I would say three-quarters of the group is still the original group, which is kind of extraordinary in these days. And I thought I'd mention the names of the people who are currently in the group and then some of the people who helped found it. We have Janet McKenzie, Linda Royalty, Judy and John Seal, Elaine and Phil Clark, Joe Farrar, Mary Bailey, and Susie Prince, and myself. And then in the original part of the group, we had Becky Burns Ogden, who is the founder of the Worthington Folk Festival. She was with us until she got too busy with other things. Also Frank Martin, who's been a very long time member of this community, lives in Old Worthington. And as I mentioned before, the person who was the vice president at the time was Stephanie Augsburger, who also lived in Old Worthington. So it was a very much Worthington-based group, and still is.
Does any event that you participated in and performed at stick out in your memory as a particularly favorite?
I think two of our favorites were the singing at the Kelton House at Christmas and then singing at the Ameriflora, which was, of course, a national event, as part of that in a very witty kind of setting. And it was wonderful. We had a terrific time. The audience was very responsive. And it was one of those unique experiences where we're normally not mic'd, okay? We were on that occasion, and it went beautifully. But, you know, to be at an event like that and to sing for an appreciative group was wonderful.
And what types of songs would you sing?
We sing at Christmas time, approximately 60-plus different carols from all around the world. And then during the course of the year, we sing lots of old American favorites and then madrigals. And we're, of course, a four-part harmony, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. And so that's what we enjoy doing, is singing traditional songs. We've sung also at the library here in Worthington on a couple of occasions, when they used to have these fireside events in February and so on. And I think once we've been on the radio. But anyway, we've enjoyed it over the years.